Johnstown Mayor Michael Julius said he has expressed his interest in expanding public transportation through the city with Gloversville Mayor Dalton King.
I'm just having preliminary discussions, just casual talking with the mayor, just to find out what would it cost us to reinitiate the bus service.
The Gloversville Transit Service only operates one bus route that crosses into Johnstown, providing service to Fulton Montgomery Community College. That route, which travels down Perry Street and continues on West Main towards the school, runs 8 times a day. In November 2010, GTS operated 13 routes in Johnstown, but service was ended after contracts were up and haven't been renewed. Julius, who said he heard from many city residents, especially seniors on the campaign trail, about the need for the return of bus service, said he'd like to explore the option in the 2015 budget process.
In the process, when we start doing our budgets for next year during the summertime, we'd like to squeeze it in if we can, if the money's there.
Julius said he's also interested in possibly engaging Amsterdam and neighboring Montgomery County in discussions to expand bus service. Currently, seniors are provided some transportation through the Fulton County Office for Aging and Youth, Director Andrea Fettinger.
We take them to the market or to the post office or other appointments. We transport individuals to and from the social adult daycare program in Fulton County, and we also bring them to visit friends and family to nursing homes or adult care facilities in Fulton County.
However, the transportation for seniors is only offered Monday through Friday. Fettinger said the need for expanded public transportation is there. She's hoping as the state legislature reviews Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget proposal and negotiations accelerate, funding for the county's transportation services could be secured.
Hopefully, as we move forward, funding will become available that's more flexible for offices for aging to potentially enhance some services that are like access services, transportation, other assessment services that we provide, and hopefully that will, 2014 we'll be able to do additional services.
The Capital District Transportation Authority currently does not service the largely rural Fulton County region. Spokeswoman Jamie Watson says CDTA has not been approached about the idea of extending service to Fulton County, but would welcome future conversations.
If and when they do come up, we're happy to help in any way we can to support better mobility choices for people in our region. But to date, we have not been approached or have not had those conversations.
Mayor Dalton King of Gloversville was not available for comment Friday morning. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.